And so I invite you now to close your eyes if you have not already done so. Relax your body and clear your mind. Take a deep healing breath. Hold it for a few seconds and then just slowly, gently release. And as you continue breathing in, breathing out, know that every breath is holy. Every breath is divine. Every breath centers you in the truth of your being. Myrtle Fillmore never accepted the idea that God was a punitive, supreme being, separate from humankind. She wrote, "We know that God is the only real power in the universe, and in Him there is no evil. God is good, God is love, God is peace, God is life. God is unfailing and abundant substance, bountifully able to fulfill every need of His children. God is the only reality of us. All else is a shadow. All else is a shadow." Let us, right here and now, begin to release those shadows in our lives. Myrtle wrote, "You must refuse to open the door of your mind to any anxious, negative thoughts. You cannot let those thieves and robbers of your heart and mind to remain." So, if there is any area of your life where you seem to be experiencing anything less than wholeness, I invite you to be willing, right here, right now, to let it go. Prepare to release thoughts of illness, poverty, emotional pain, or heartache. They are temporary illusions. They hold no power over you. And as we allow any shadows of lack to dissipate into the nothingness that they really are, let us take into our hearts Myrtle's words. When you keep your mind filled with thoughts of praise and thanksgiving, love and faith, you become a magnet that is irresistible to attract every good and satisfying thing. God is in you, and you are in God. And God mind, which brought you forth and continues to bring forth more and more of your inherent powers, is ever working in your life. It is God in the midst of you that heals and frees. It is the Christ within that gives you love, life, peace, and prosperity. This is your divine inheritance. Accept this now for a few moments in the silence and visualize the good you desire manifesting in your life. Finally, Myrtle wrote in one of her healing letters, "Send out good thoughts and words and feelings of love, peace, joy, goodwill, power, freedom, prosperity, and health to every living soul in your city and beyond. In doing this, you are connecting with God and opening your consciousness to let blessings manifest." And so as we come together today as a greater church community, let's do just that. We send light and love to one another and out into the world. And we do this with gratitude for Myrtle Fillmore and all those who have guided us, taught us, loved us, and nurtured us. And so it is, and so we joyfully accept its being, in the name and through the power of the living, loving Christ presence. And we'll now end our time of prayer and meditation by joyfully singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is. This day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Anything I do, she has been my inspiration. Anytime I'm blue, she has been my consolation. My mom, I love her. My mom, you'd love her. She's my Madonna, my mom. One bright and guiding light that taught me wrong from right, I found in my mother's eyes. Those baby tales she told, the road all paved with gold, I found in my mother's eyes. Just like a wandering sparrow, I was one lonely soul. But she helped me walk that straight and narrow to reach my goal. God's gift sent from above, unselfish love I found in me.